saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
You know, I'll say the things you wish you could. The difference is this. When I say it, I'm not going to get canned for it. I'm going to give myself a raise. Attaboy, Steve. Welcome to it. Friday the 13th, September the 13th. Summer's still hanging on to some places. I hope you're enjoying that. It is pretty terrific in some places. But fall weather, not too far away. Obviously, the official end of summer, still about a week away. I want to get to this before we go to Debate Night in America, which is a lot of fun, too. But we're talking about the impeachment efforts. And Republican Congressman Tom McClintock put the question of impeachment right in the lap of Fat Jerry. He said, Jerry, try this on for size. I dare you to go for impeachment. I do. Bite number three. Go with it. Bite number three.
All you have to do is ask the House that it direct and authorize this committee to conduct an impeachment inquiry. That's all you have to do. Resolve that the House authorizes the Judiciary Committee to conduct an inquiry into the impeachment of the president. It's that simple. I dare you to do it. In fact, I double dog dare you to do it. Have the House vote on those 18 words and then go at it. Why won't you do that? It's because you want to give the illusion of impeachment without the reality of it.
It's what
You're
I told
duping
you.
Duping that portion of your base.
It's exactly what I told
clamoring
you.
Clamoring for impeachment into thinking there it you is. Are when you aren't. Some Democrats can tell their constituencies they're conducting an impeachment inquiry, while others can tell their constituencies that they aren't.
I think you nailed
you can
it.
Have your impeachment and deny it too. That's why you won't pass that resolution.
And that's exactly right, Mr. McClintock. Thank you for pointing that out. All right, it was debate night. We'll get back to that. But I think he was listening to the program. Clearly, listening to the, you know, Gruber's right about that. No surprise, really. Okay, so here, let's do this. Debate night in America. We're just going to go all over the place. So much material here to work with. It's a little bit of a target-rich environment, shall we say. We're going to start with bite number nine, though, with Beto O'Rourke. Bobby says, hell yes, he's going to take your guns away. He's going to take your AR-15s away and your AKs. And trust me when he says that, he believes the government has the power to take anything away from you. It's so desires. Listen to this. Bite number nine. Go.
You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your threads, everything inside of your body, because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
All right, there you have it. So hell yes, we're going to take your guns away. Interesting that he knows so little about guns, being from Texas. AR-15s are not a high-velocity, high-powered weapon compared to dozens and dozens of other weapons available on the market today, but that's because he knows little about firearms to begin with. But this is not at all what he said, by the way, just a year ago when he was running to beat Ted Cruz. And he thought he was going to beat Ted Cruz in the race for Senate in Texas. That's not what Beto O'Rourke said about these at all. Let's go back on the time machine to bite number seven. Bite number seven with Beto. Let's hear what he said then.
I own an AR-15. A lot of our listeners own AR-15s. Why should they not have one?
To be clear, they should have them. If you purchase that AR-15, if you own it, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly.
Oh, if you bought it, let's see. I guess you get to keep it. Okay, so that's back to debate night. Joe Biden trying to figure out what century it is. It's always fun with Joe Biden. Bite number eight. Go.
We bring social workers into homes of parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, or a very poor background, will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there. There's
Thank
so
you, Mr.
much
Vice
we,
President.
No, I'm going to go like the rest of them do.
Mm. Now, I could go with the concept. I could go with the concept that maybe Joe Biden's just retro and he has a record player because it's the new trendy, cool thing to do. But I'm going to go with the fact that he thinks it's 1975. All right, that's where I am. I believe that Joe Biden thinks it's 1975. He has no idea. Let's see here. Let's go right on to bite number 11. We're just going to keep taking bites right out of there. Here's another highlight from the debate. Bite number 11. Go.
We need to work together to root out terrorism. It means using all of our tools. It means economic investment. It means expanding our diplomatic efforts instead of hollowing out the State Department and deliberately making it so we have no eyes and ears in many of these countries. We need a foreign policy that is about our security and about leading on our value.
Economic investment. So I'm guessing Liz has a plan for that. She has a plan for everything. Her plan for that apparently is let's get these terrorist jobs. Remember when Marie Harf said that from the State Department back during the Obama years? We don't need to attack terrorists. We need to get them a job. Well, apparently more economic investment from Liz Warren, who, by the way, wouldn't admit that her plan would cause taxpayers to pay far more when it comes to health care. We'll get to all of that. So much to cover today. We'll just give you tidbits here and there. 25 after. Good to have you here on the 13th, Friday the 13th, on the Steve Gerber Show. Back after this.